Good afternoon. We could do better. Good afternoon. It is so good to be here with so many friends and our church, Community Bible Church, Rise Up and Walk, and our own chorus along with Nyack College is going to be sharing with us a musical celebration. And we are having this musical celebration today to honor Shirley Sauter. She made a joyful noise to the Lord for over 34 years and blessed our church, and we are so glad that we get an opportunity today to celebrate with music. I'd like also for you to be aware that I have been privileged to serve here as a pastor for over 30 years. And Shirley was, I know, it's where did the time go? I watched Shireen and some of my other kids that have grown up and the grandchildren that are here, and 30 years doesn't seem so long. But I was welcomed with the beauty of the organ that Shirley played and with the love that she gave to me and to others, and I am just really, really grateful to God for that music. And so I'm so glad we can continue to celebrate that. You're the first to be able to use our new hymnals. They were donated by the Bailey family in memory of Tom. And so if you turn in your hymnals right now to our first congregational hymn, number 705, It Is Well With My Soul. Let's stand together.
This is well, it is well.
Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send? And who will go for us?" And I said, "Here I am. Send me." Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the power of music and the gift of music. And we thank you for this celebration today that we can have for Shirley, our friend, a musician, Lord, who made a joyful noise to you, blessing so many. And as we are blessed by the many musicians today, we ask that you would help us to praise your name. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm also very happy you can be seated. Very happy to have my sister here today coming back, and she is going to present for us a ministry in special music. It's always good to have Shireen in the house. Church is very grateful to God for a group that have blessed us over and over again. They're a church that meets here usually on Saturdays in the morning. They're Rise Up and Walk. This is Justin. They've come in and they're going to share with us some musical selections. They're in your program. We're here to worship you, and how excellent is your name. Thank you.
everybody doing?
Man, we're good.
I'm glad to be here today. I'm honored to God and my father, Pastor Burrell. Amen. Sorry we're late. We're from Washingtonville, but we thank God for Community Bible Church. You opened up your doors to us when we needed a place to worship. Oh, I wouldn't miss today for anything. I know that this woman of God was special. I remember when we were moving in here and we were just talking to Pastor Burrell, and I said, we have a lot of instruments. And I said, I can put that there, and I can put that there, and I can put that there. And he said, hold up, mister. I got an organist that has to get up to the organ. And so a lot of times he spoke how special she was to this ministry. And I we just came here to help celebrate the life of this woman of God. Devil has wrecked my voice today. But there's one song that we're going to change.
Okay.
All right, if it's all right with you.
Amen.
But the song that we're going to sing is My Desire to Worship God. And I see that she dedicated 34 years of her life to this ministry. I bet it was her desire to honor the Lord. And how many know that we have to keep doing the same thing if we want to see her again?
Amen.
Amen. So it's our desire to worship God, and how ultimate is our name. Thank you.
Come back in the house, back in on our Sunday services, and share with us some of the beautiful music. Thank you so much, Justin. Now we're going to ask our own choir if they'd come on up, or at least some of our young folk here that are going to come and share with us a couple of songs for us. And just remember, Kevin, Justin's the one that said you can use the bass guitar as long as you teach him how to play the guitar. So the two of you just met.
I got it.
Life is a testimony of all the blessings that were given to her in her life. This song is a prayer to God through everything that we go through, all the good times and the bad times. Just remember that it's for His will, for His purpose, and He blesses us every single day of our lives.
Thank you.
Brenda Chenon did as well. When we are with God, we always know that it's well with our soul, and we know that one day when we leave this earth, we are going to be with Him eternally. So we have that joy in knowing Him.
the joy that there is in music, all kinds of music, is just one of those wonderful things that we can all share in and celebrate. It's so wonderful to be up here and watch all of us celebrating. I'd like to ask my wife to come up. And boy, she and Shirley made a lot of beautiful music together over the course of the years. And so Lucy's going to talk about some of that beautiful music.
Amen.
Well, it didn't really take me too long to figure out what Shirley did for so many years here at this church, because she was gone on a Sunday, I believe. And I had 6 days to figure out what I was going to play for the prelude and the offertory and all of the hymns by myself. So I found out very quickly what she had committed to in all of those years of being the organist. Now, I was a pianist, and I was just plunking along on those hymns with her, but all of a sudden I had to present a presentable prelude and offertory. So I have learned a great deal in the time since she's been gone. I miss her so much. And we did do 4 or 5 times a year, we would do an organ and a piano duet together. And we would practice after church sometimes, and if it wasn't quite right, she'd say, one more time. So we'd do it again. And then there would be some places where both of us, maybe it was a page turn or something a little tricky, and she'd say, just take it a little slower there. And so I remember that. Now when I'm over at the piano and I'm playing something for the offertory, I can hear her voice on the tricky part. It's okay, just take it a little bit slow. So I am just so appreciative for everything she did for so many years. And that's just one piece of Shirley, the organ. She was so many things to so many people in this building and outside of the building. So I'm just so thankful for her and what I have learned since she has been gone. And I'm sorry that she's gone, but I have learned so much. And my piano at home now gets regular use because I have to be prepared on Sunday. But I thank God for her and for what I've learned in this experience.
The celebration continues. I told you that I've been here for over 30 years. There are a couple people here that have been here even longer. One of them is one of our elders. His name is Lewis, and he's going to say a few words. Lewis is the constant.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon.
There's a couple of people in the room, and I'm looking around. There's three of us all together bore a lot of other people, but three of us went to Nyack High School approximately at the same time. And I know many times when they walk in, oh, you know, your teacher's not here today, she's out. Yes, you know, when you're a teenager. And to walk into that classroom, and who should I see but Mother's daughter? Oh, no. So, you know, you try to kind of sink down in the chair because I think, oh, I'm going to get asked all the questions. And especially, I think I did have her a couple of times for Spanish. So my Spanish wasn't the greatest, and I'm like, I'm slinking down in the chair. Please don't ask me a question. Don't ask me a question. So that was one of the things, because I know a lot of you didn't know that she was also a substitute teacher. One other thing for to the church is every Palm Sunday. You're probably wondering, you come in, you get your palms. Mother Sauter brought those palms in, and I can tell you she brought them in because for 50 years I've been shucking those palms apart. I just thought I'd let you know. Thank you very much.
Wanted to give Sue Johnson, she was one of the people that actually was here when I came as well, and she and her husband Dave mean a lot to all of us and their family, and She's also a musician. When Lucy's had to be away, she's actually been able to come in and play, which is hard. We used to have so many musicians. We had Shirley, we had Lucy, all these people. Thank God for Sue. Good to see you, Sue.
I think she always had such a way to bring people together. Like I said, I've lived in Nyack all my life, and I'm here to celebrate Sister Sauter, but then I see my best friend from high school, Lucy Cook. I mean, who would ever thought that she could bring us all together after all these years? But I just want to say I was here as a little girl, and I think sometimes Lucy would come up to visit with me also when we'd come to church, and I started playing the piano when I was 9 years old. I'm tell you now, I'm retired, but I won't tell you any more than that. But when I was young, and you know, I enjoyed playing the piano, and I was here, and back in those days, we had an organist. I know, won't say, she was a senior citizen, but that organ was her organ. Nobody could play that organ, not even Shirley. And so Shirley played with our senior organist, and then once our senior organist was taken off and she was translated to Glory, Shirley was graduated to the organ. And then all of a sudden, I was on the piano. And then when I got in high school, piano became a problem because it was interfering with my dating life. But my parents, when my mother would tell me, you are not, as long as you live in my house, you will be playing the piano. And when Shirley heard that, and she said, as long as you're coming to this church, you will be accompanying me. So I had like two mothers when it came to the music. So I thank God for my mother. I thank God for Shirley because, you know, through my music experience, it's been an awesome time. And I have been able, like Brian says, been able to help sometimes here. I belong to another church at this time, but my music has done a lot for me during these times. And also, Shirley did play for my wedding, and that was 39 years ago. She played for my wedding. She played for my parents' 35th wedding anniversary. So we just have a lot of love and admiration for Shirley. And we thank God for her husband and her family for sharing her with all of us, because she was a blessing to us all. And I just say, God bless you. And she will always be missed, and we'll always love her just as you did. God bless.
Let's stand together and sing our second congregational hymn, number 147, How Great Thou Art, 147.
Power.
And a lot of music going on. I am so grateful to be friends and know Nyack College and the way we do. Marie Kino not only is a member of the Nyack College musical faculty, but she also happens to be a neighbor of Henry. So we're glad to have the Sauters in the house, but we're also glad to have Marie and the Nyack College students who are here. Their names are in the program. Welcome.
Thank you. on the program. So the next piece is by Haydn, and it's a violin concerto, a part of the first movement. And Lena will play, and Hannah will accompany her. And then we will have Hannah sing as on the program. And then one more short Bach piece, this to by Mir as a trumpet solo with piano. I'm so happy to be here and share in this celebration of Shirley's life. And you know, things come full circle, and just to have NIAC involved and the Souders here today and this lovely little church. I've only been here a few times, but each time it's been so very special. And Shirley was a big part of that.
Thank you.
Praise God. Music is such a wonderful ministry to the soul, and what a variety and what gifted and talented musicians across the board we have today. A couple of you are a little bashful, so I've asked Matt Allen, like we do during our prayer time, if you want to assist us today in celebrating and focusing on music. That's what we're doing. It's a musical celebration of Shirley, and you want to say something, but you told me you were too bashful to come up to the microphone. We'll give you an opportunity if you raise your hand, just a couple of you. Matt will make you his way around. So that's up to you. The bashful ones. Okay. Well, Maria, I don't know whether you're bashful. There she is. Oh, you got to get it.
Was here for many, many years. Shirley knew his grandfather, Ralph Bronte, and also his dad, Pastor Worcester. And we actually, I have a sweet story about Shirley. When Robert and I started dating and I visited here for the first time, Robert kept like poking me and I'm like, what's going on? And Shirley was like smiling at me. I never met this woman, but she had the biggest smile on her face and I kept wondering, why is she so happy? She was happy that Robert and I had met. And she encouraged me while we were dating, and even after we got married, she had her ladies Bible study on Saturdays. And she was always faithful to call me on Friday night to remind me to come. And she just opened her home and opened her heart to me, a young, you know, married woman, old married woman, but a newlywed. And she was just so gracious. And it's always nice to see Henry, you know, pittering around the house. We were there on Saturday mornings. And she was just such a blessing to so many that knew her. And I just wanted to, you know, let the family know what she meant to us and she meant to me. So thank you very much. Thank you.
Chiomi, oh yeah, gotta have Chiomi. But she could run around while she's speaking. Oh no, it isn't. You know what Shirley would say, I can't hear you. Speak into the mic.
Anyway, I come from Pennsylvania almost about 9 years ago. Oh, my. Okay. Well, time went so fast, I don't know where it went. Anyway, since I came and I've always went to church, long time. So when I came to Nyack, I went to Nyack, I was for church. And then my daughter, you know, mom was over there. I went to almost a 4 or 5 church, and then none of them were there. I went to something, answered a call, they friend, and said, it's right here. So I came, and I came to, do I go up here? I don't know what time I was priority. Nobody was there. I saw Shirley and Garza sitting in the car.
Yep.
So I walked over. I said, what time is her stuff? Told me. And what time? So she said, what is she wrong? And she said, I said by her and made me feel good. And so after the church service over and the people, and I can tell that I'm right. This is my church. And Sherry was so made me so easy, happy. God, ever since then, she just then another couple things. After she told me she has a Bible study in her house. That was maybe I don't remember. Okay, you can come along once a month. We're gonna have it. So okay, I started coming. One thing, not only Bible study, I enjoy the people, but hard baking. Oh, what a smell. She was baker. I miss that too. And that's how, there's another thing. And we used to go to a church service and other places, function. Said, Jimmy, I'm going to pick you up. So with a couple other people, she's like a chauffeur. I think drive. No, you're not driving. It's wonderful. You made me best friend. One of the family. And her husband. I enjoy going to his house because he said, Jimmy, you keep up with you.
Oh. She is running now back there.
So anyway, I enjoy this church, but then I love it all. If a stranger comes, you keep coming, okay?
Yes, Ruth.
Yes, stand up. Some of you, most of you probably don't know this, but those tall candlesticks on each side of the platform, they were Shirley's. They were purchased for her wedding by her mother. And after the wedding, they didn't know what to do with them, so they stayed here. And I got tired of looking at them, just standing there, so I asked if I could start decorating them. And she said, sure, why not? Sometimes they'll fall down, but that's okay. So every time I change up the colors or anything, she would always tell me how pretty they look. So she was glad to see them being used.
I've only been to the church for the past 3 years, and when I first came here, she made me feel so welcome. And every Sunday, she was the same, would make me feel so welcome. She's a blessing. She's a real blessing. I miss her.
Anyone else before we continue? Well, the bashful ones have now spoken. Let's turn in our hymnals again to our third congregational hymn, number 87. Number 87. Let's stand together. Come forward. One of the reasons that we wanted to gather here today was to honor Shirley in a major way. The music is Shirley. The celebration today was about that. We've not put a plaque out there in over 35 years, but a new one's about to join the ones out there. Wayne, would you come?
Well, Pastor asked me to say a few words, and he called me up yesterday. So I just had to drop down a few notes here about Shirley, and I just didn't have enough time to really put it all into words. But anyway, the years I've known Shirley here, as my wife said, for 2 years, I've learned a lot about her. And when we first came here, she said, "Welcome to the church. I know you're going to be a blessing here, and I'm going to teach you what to do." Then I found out she was a teacher, and then on Sunday mornings when we'd come in, and she'd come in, she said, "I want to see you after." So she would come off from all the organ, come down, and she'll sit down. Now I felt like I was in detention. Okay? I said, "Yes, ma'am. You are not a man of few words." I said, "I know that." I said, "People tell me that I can't shut up." So, this is what you have to do now when you become a member. You're going to have to speak up, because I'm not going to be speaking up, because she was going to be stepping down in her position of secretary, I believe it was.
Clerk.
Church clerk. Church clerk, he said. "Okay, so I'm stepping down, but yet at the meetings, you're going to have to take my place. So I'm going to tell you what to say." "Okay, do I have to take notes?" No, you'll remember. So she would have me down there. Every Sunday, I'd have to sit there like if I was in detention. And she would tell me what to say at the meeting. And then she would ask me about, "How's the chairlift going?" "Oh, the chairlift, yeah. Well, we're working on it and everything." "Okay." Next Sunday, "Did you get any results on the chairlift?" "We got a few, and come on, spit it out, say it." "I'm sorry, but I'm waiting for some answers." "Okay." Following Sunday, "What's going on with the chairlift?" And I mean, I've seen her walking down with the cane, and I'm just wondering if she's going to use it on me. But then I told her that we have a couple of places coming in for estimates. Very good. Then the following Sunday, "Now we're going to have a meeting, and I want you to bring up this, 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 and this." I said, "Okay." I have to say okay. I may not bring it up, but "Did you bring it up?" No, Pastor cut me short, and you know, in time and everything. I got you in trouble. But then that was it, you know. We finally got the approval of which one we're going to use for the chairlift, as you see it outside. But unfortunately, you know, the sad part about it is that Shirley went to the Lord the week before it was finished installed. But, you know, she had the went up in a chair to a better place. But the thing was is that we all know Shirley, and she pushes and pushes, but she pushes with love. And that was the whole thing about Shirley. And I mean, I haven't known her for years and years like everybody else did. I've only known her for 2 years. Seemed like a lifetime, but I've known her for 2 years, and she really made me grow in music, in love for the Lord, and in love for the church, that I would have to go out and do more and more for the church, for the Lord, and for music. Today, we are dedicating a plaque. You saw what it looks like outside. This plaque is dedicated to a person where it says, "She made a joyful noise to the Lord for over 30 years. And that's what she did. She, how can you say it? Music was her life over here, but her also her noise was the love for everybody else that she would come over and console and she would be with. She deserves a plaque. She deserves even more, but she's got a happy home now. And she's waiting for everybody to come up there and join her. And right now, I just want to say is that when the plaque comes up, for over 35 years, we've had a bit, haven't had a plaque. This one is well deserved for a person who is not only loved by us all, but showed her love to everybody. Her family, her church family, her friend's family, everybody. Shirley, this dedication is to you. We love you.
As Marie comes up, I'm just going to say a prayer. Father in heaven, we thank you for Shirley, and we thank you for this plaque that will remind countless generations to come of the gift of music that she provided. We thank you, Lord, that she will always be organist emeritus here. We thank you for the musical celebration that we have had here today. We thank you for the joyful noise that she made to you and blessed us in so many ways. And we dedicate this plaque to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's have a final prayer. Lord, I just want to thank you today for the Sauter family. Thank you for, Lord, their gift to us. And thank you as well, Lord, for the song that's in each of our hearts that Shirley put there. We praise you for this celebration of music, for truly it honors her and it honors you. Thank you for your goodness. Dismiss us with your blessing. And all God's people said,
Amen. Amen.